This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com, where I have lots of information later in the show. Visit or follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this program on
this
iTunes.
Great tome of wisdom.
Of wisdom and information.
Yes.
I don't know if the two are mutually exclusive.
Sometimes.
So, Jeffrey, last week you harassed me because...
Are you still carrying a grudge, Fred?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I carry around a little digital tape recorder, and we've gone out and about to the community, to the farmer's market. I went to the Comic-Con up in Phoenix.
Yeah.
We have some, you know... We have a couple bits that we did after the show.
Bits?
Well, you know, people come on the show and they're like, oh, gosh, I really should have said this, or I really wanted, or I forgot to say that. And so I've been taping little snippets and then...
So they're not even outtakes. They're just stuff you forgot or people
have forgotten. No, not me forgot. But, you know, our guests are like, oh, man, I wish I would have said that, or I wish something I said during the break was actually on the air. We never got to it.
Right.
So if you go to fredandjeff.com, it's sort of revamped. If you go there, the tabs are different. The pages are different. So we have a show archive page.
Kind of freaking me out, man.
Why?
You messed everything up. I'm out of my comfort zone.
So there's a show archive page. So any of the shows that were actually broadcast on the air on 104.1, you can go to the show archive page and find them. We now have a new news archive.
Really?
Yes. And the news archive has our, like, out and about interviews at the street fair or at the farmer's market, at Comic-Con.
Anywhere we go.
And then we have, like, an after the show thing in that page. So if somebody, one of our guests, wants to add something after the fact, they can add those things. And we also have, like, silly stuff, like in the 1970s, former city manager and friend of the show, Joel Valdez, did a 30-minute tour of Tucson.
Oh, my gosh.
It is hysterical.
It is so dated. He's got the whole polyester suit working.
Yeah, so
the
like
big
a
hair.
Leisure suit.
He's got the big mutton chop sideburns.
It's great. Yeah. And we love Joel. And it's funny to see the things he talked about then, the problems and the issues that they were facing back then. Not too different.
No, that's not true. I mean, the leadership in this town is so awesome that we've been able to answer all those questions from the 70s and get beyond them to new issues.
Okay, Jeffrey's living in an asylum currently. So that's actually a really fun video, and it's fun to see Joel, and he gets shot by water from Sabu the elephant.
Oh, that's right.
It's sprayed.
Yeah, and he's such a good sport about it,
too. Oh, man, yeah. Plus, there's the gallery, the pictures of all the stuff that we're doing. The events button, when we talk about all these events during the show, you go to our events button and there's hot links right to those places.
You know what? You know what else, ladies and gentlemen? If you've got friends that listened to the Fred and Jeff Show 2.5 years ago or later, ask them to come back. Because, you know, I was out this last weekend and I ran into somebody who I hadn't seen in a long time. And he's like, hey, do you and your brother still have that radio show? And I said, yeah, we do. And he goes, do you still just sit around and talk about how cigars taste and all you do is talk about cigars? And I thought, oh, my gosh, that was the big Gurkha show from almost 3 years ago when we were at the cigar shop and the Gurkha lady came in. Well, I said, that is a bad, bad, bad example of what the Fred and Jeff Show is all about.
Well, not only that, but back in the day, you know, when we were sort of feeling our way through what this show was going to be.
Right.
And actually, it's still evolving, but... You know, a lot of airtime was filled up with cigars.
That's true.
And airspace in the studio as well.
And uncontrollable laughter.
That's right.
That's good, right. Times.
Yeah, so, invite people back. But the website is actually a really great tool if you're a big fan of the show. And if you're not even a big fan of the show, it's
become
a great
one.
Resource.
Yeah.
It's a resource for finding out all the stuff going on in Tucson. Now, things going on in Tucson, speaking of which.
Tonight at the Padres game. Did you go to the Padres game last night? Throwback, the Tucson Toros played last night.
It was
50-cent hot dogs.
It was hysterical. Those jerseys are so...
Tuffy the Toro was out there running around.
So 70s.
Yes. So make sure...
Back in the day when you and I were selling peanuts and popcorn at High Corbett.
Man, the good times. Good times. If you if you don't have any plans tonight, folks, head out to the Padres game because you'll see some great baseball. And the Padres have been playing good baseball. They'll run three or four in a row off, and then they'll get clobbered like 93-2. But disregard those games because they're playing some good baseball.
Yeah, they are, and it's really exciting. I mean, these are some great kids.
Absolutely,
on their way up through the system. Still waiting, Jeffrey, for the Queen of the Evening to
appear. Right.
Tohono O'Toole Park is waiting patiently. We are all waiting patiently for the Night Blooming series. So Bloom Night is on its way. If you want more information about the Queen of the Evening, the Queen of the Desert, go to tohonoochulepark.org. There's a lot of stuff going on at Tohono O'Toole. And again, if you go to fredandjeff.com and click on the events button, you're going to see all that stuff.
Yeah, and now that it's gotten pretty darn warm outside, folks are looking for something to do in the late afternoon, early evening. That is a great, great, great option.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, here's something that we can do in the late evening at the Loft Cinema on Tuesday night. So about 9 o'clock when, you know, during the day it gets to 106 or so, you know, about 9 o'clock at night, it's down to 92. you can go on this beautiful patio,
right,
at the Loft Cinema and enjoy some experimental comedy. And with us in studio today is a friend of the show and my personal friend, Mike Sterner. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Michael?
Thanks for having me down.
Well, now, let's talk just real broadly, because you are sort of a Renaissance type of person.
What does that mean, Fred? Define how you're using
that.
Well,
you know,
he's not wearing a sword and a shield.
Yeah,
and...
but Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Was
the quintessential other Leonardo.
The quintessential Renaissance man. And it meant that he had skill sets in all sorts of things, was a master in all sorts of things, from being an engineer, inventor, an artist, a scholar, you know, philosopher, all those things.
Thank you, Fred, the historian.
Well, you asked the question.
Good definition. for our listeners and myself who aren't a vocabularyist like you, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
A vocabularyist?
That's correct.
Not a word, it should be.
It is. My buddy John coined it.
Oh, good. Good for John. So Mike is here, and Mike, let's start from basics. Let's talk about you for a second, because I think you're a very interesting person. You have this really great history, and I actually met you, although probably don't remember it, way, way, way back in the day when you were one of the, I always like to say you're a founder, but you're like in the first wave of the guys down at Comedy Corner at the University of Arizona.
Yeah, I was down there doing that, and that's primarily why I dropped out of college, was because I spent more time doing Comedy Corner than actually studying. So,
well, that's better than the alternative.
You could say that.
Spending all your time drinking beer and then you drop out, as opposed to, I mean, you were doing something fun.
I was.
And that you remembered.
The next day, yes. So, yeah, I was back there doing that, and then I went on for a while to do stand-up comedy on the road, traveling comedian guy. And then I retired, and here to Tucson, basically.
Well, you skipped some bits. I mean, you worked for Bill Maher.
I did. I wrote for Politically Incorrect for about 6 months on spec, after which I sold one joke for $50.
Wait a minute. You worked for them for 6 months, and you wrote all kinds of material?
Sent in about 40 jokes twice a week. Yeah.
And they only liked one?
After 6 months, they finally bought one, yeah.
Wow, that's tough. But you have a ton of material now. You can go back out on the road, right?
It's all topical, so none of it's any good. They wanted all political, topical material, so... Yeah, I look back on it from time to time, that material, and it's just none of it's translatable.
Really?
So, But here's the joke. You want to hear the joke that I sold?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So here, he told it, and he didn't quite tell it right. So I think I need to do it justice. the military, the Army today had their first female three-star general. And this is a big deal for the military because they've never had a woman reach that level, you know. But, you know, Clinton, see, there you go. There's the telltale thing. Clinton, you know how he always messes things up. He came on the news. He said, yes, she's once, twice, three times a general. So it's an old Lionel Richie reference as well. So this is what I'm saying. That
yeah, this is what I'm saying.
A
folks,
little dated.
Stick around for more of the Fred Jeff Show because we got to take a break. And we'll be right back. That was a good one, though. That was a good one. But we'll be back with more on the Fred and Jeff Show.
You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture. Make living in Tucson,
once,
in Southern Arizona,
twice, three times a Fred.
So gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com.
That's right.
Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to this program
on Beyond Pod, the fabulous application for those of you out there with Google operating systems.
Or you can download us from iTunes.
Yeah, those guys.
Those guys. So we, you know, Jeff, during the break, we were talking about some of our favorite places to go.
No, we weren't. You made that up.
All right. Then you create the.
So we're here talking to Mike. Let's talk to Mike some more. He had good jokes.
Oh, okay. Fine. You lead the way because I thought we had to make up some ground on something, but I guess not.
Okay, folks. What Fred's talking about is our friend Mia from the screening room. We just throw out some love to Mia. The screening room is also an excellent place to go see movies. Great independent movie house. But as Fred is quick to point out, the Loft has got a bunch of stuff going on right now, specifically trying to raise a bunch of money for
the digital projector conversion.
Conversion, that's right.
So anyways, one of the things that is so attractive about the Loft and the screening room is that you get to see a lot of local talent, a lot of local things going on. And friend of the show, Mike Sterner, is here to talk about something he created over at the Loft. It started about a month ago or so.
Yeah.
About 6 weeks ago.
Month of May was the first month.
And it's called Happy Tuesdays.
Happy Tuesdays is what it is a series of experimental comedy shows. Each one is once a month, but since they're on the same night, same time, it makes up a kind of a weekly show that way. And I put the word out to stand-up comics, challenged them, saying, listen, I don't want a stand-up comedy show. I want something new, comedy, but, you know, utilizing the screen and the setup. I had some response, and now we have the four shows. So the first Tuesday is Behind the Screens, and it's a improv troupe that improvises director's commentary to an old movie. They just turn the volume down a little and they improvise pretending to be the director and the cast members.
So it's sort of reminiscent a little bit of Mystery Science Theater.
It is. Yeah. They don't actually put words in the mouths of the people like the Mystery Science does, but that's about the closest comparison.
Yeah.
Second Tuesday is me, and I do what I like to call Tell Me Something Good. And my friend Fish Karma and I get go up and we start telling stories, and then we turn the mic around and try and get people's stories. And what we've been doing is celebrity stories, brushing with fame. So, like, for our first show, we had several stories about the Smothers Brothers, Juliette Lewis. We had one guy come on and tell us a story about meeting Bono. Maybe you know him, Fred.
Yeah, Fred knows Bono.
I met Bono.
That's the guy. Fred came down and told a story about having met Bono.
Yeah, and I disappointed Mike because Mike was so excited about me telling some kind of a story about our cousin Linda, and I sort of switched the tables on him at the last second.
I thought he would, you know, mention that or the, you know, having, you know, the Ronsted Transit Center, perhaps. But instead he told us a story. He upped the ante by going for Bono. So
yeah, Bono's big time.
Yeah,
kind of. Maybe people have heard of him, but then
yeah, but I think I referred to him as an Irish sellout.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're angry.
No, I wasn't angry at the time. But here's sort of, you know,
not to his face. I hope.
Yeah, the 6 degrees of separation.
I think Bono's bigger than Fred. He could take him.
Oh yeah, he'd take me out in a heartbeat. He'd stare me down with his glasses, and it'd be over.
Jello.
But here's sort of like a 6 degrees of separation moment. So Mike, when he was living in New York, knew Janine Garofalo.
In L.A., yeah.
In L.A., I'm sorry. And the reason I always have this, you know, I always call Bono a sellout is because Ben Stiller had this show called The Ben Stiller Show, and Janine Garofalo was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this parody of Bono of U2, and it was sort of like the Partridge Family. So they had the guy who played Mr. Kincaid on the Partridge Family.
Reuben Kincaid. Yeah.
And he played Bono's agent. And so, and he was sort of comparing him to Danny Bonaducci. He's like, Danny Bonaducci has nothing on Bono because Bono would sell out. And then they would show commercials of Bono doing breakfast cereal commercials for like Lucky Charms. So that's why he's always called Bono.
For Lucky Charms.
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, he's the accent, right?
Yeah, the Irish.
His Irish thing.
Yeah, so.
Irish Spring maybe would be another one he could do.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, the early U2 videos were like very sullen and, you know, dark and stuff. So imagine like that kind of a U2 video selling Lucky Charms. And then they had a little leprechaun popping through, tossing Lucky Charms around.
Maybe you could link that to the website.
Link that on the website.
Because I don't think most people, including myself, find the humor in it yet.
Oh, God, it's hysterical.
So speaking of stuff like that, you know, finding this old video and showing it, that's the third Tuesday we have a celebrity come down, and Henry Barajas does the show Viva La Viral. And he has interviews that celebrity, and then they show their favorite YouTube videos and things.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then there's a fourth show?
The fourth show is called Lonely Hearts Club, and it's my wife, Bridget. And she comes on, and she reads stories, letters from people, and then answers their lovelorn with advice and a dedication of a video.
Now, are there ever fifth Tuesdays of the month?
There will be in July.
And?
And I think we have something lined up. We're talking to one of the guys from The Loft, Jeff Yance, who says he wants to read celebrity bios. I'm not sure what that's going to be like.
Have you given that one the green light?
How about because he works for The Loft, of course, yeah. Heck
he's
yeah.
Like the program manager. I think.
Yeah, yeah. He tells us. He gives us the green light.
So I'm going to come down on the odd Tuesday of the month and read celebrity bios. Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to do that.
Yeah.
That should be good times.
It should be fun.
Because the bar will be open, right?
It's been fun, and we have a Facebook page, so look for us there if you want more information.
And the bar is open.
The bar is open.
The bar is open at 8, and the show starts at 9.
Now, here's something I hope you wouldn't give this a lost opportunity, but Bridget needs something for the Lonely Hearts Club.
Oh, yeah. If people want to, you know, send in letters, relationship problems, you know, breakup stories, stuff like that.
Does it have to be like a boy and a girl relationship, or can it be a brother and a brother? Just curious.
I think that's a good question. Yeah, no, it can be any kind of relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I might have something for her.
So send those into our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page and send those in, and she will take care of you.
Yeah,
very good.
She's actually looking for somebody to actually break up live at the event.
That's her goal.
What are you doing next Tuesday, Fred?
It's
a fourth Tuesday.
Fourth Tuesday. Well, by then we might be back together.
All right.
Good times. Well, listen, thanks a bunch for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I was unaware that there was such a large stand-up comedian community in Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do all these guys and gals hang out?
Well, there's Laughs, of course. Thursday nights at Laughs. There's Wednesday nights at Mr. Head's. Once a month, there's a show at Plush called The Switch. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, but there's all kinds of stuff.
That sounds like a future show, Fred. We're going to have the stand-up comedian, the big stand-up comedian show.
I keep on pitching that to you, and you like shut me down.
Well, now you have the golden ticket. Make it happen, baby. Make it happen. That'll be good times. All right. So Tuesdays at the Loft. Bar opens at 8. Show starts at 9.
And don't forget, go to loftcinema.org and donate to the Digital Projector Project.
Absolutely. Because it's kind of fun. You guys are doing all kinds of good stuff to engage the folks out there.
We hope so.
Yes, yes. All right, folks. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour. We'll see you right after that. Paying the bills for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show. The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hello, everybody out there in Tucson and southern Arizona. And on the World Wide Web and podcasted.
And to our little sister in her family.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Absolutely. So we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture of Tucson and southern Arizona.
That is correct, Fred.
you have this change. You morphed during the break.
What are you going to do? Early Sunday afternoon.
It's not even afternoon yet.
It's early, late Sunday morning. Feeling good.
Did you have a great
week.
Lots of carbs at brunch or something?
No. Just, we're busy at work and everybody's healthy and happy in the house. Listen, if we want to talk about the people, places, history, events, and culture that make Tucson and southern Arizona a great place to live, it all starts at home.
That's right. And actually, how is Mia doing with her clown college? Because she's out there training clowns on a daily basis.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this will probably be the last Fred and Jeff show because my 10-year-old daughter is now going to kill Uncle Freddy.
So I love that girl.
Yeah. But again, it all starts at home. Happiness starts at home, brother. So
yes, it does.
And we've got some great people to that.
Yes, we do. Before we get to our guests, this is important because one of our sponsors that we love dearly, Shelby Hawkins.
Yes.
5-Star Pest Control.
Great lady.
She has become an angel for one of our other friends, a nonprofit in the community, Right Flight.
Oh, yeah. Lieutenant Colonel Robin Stoddard.
Robin
Stoddard. Poker shark extraordinaire.
So, I may be taking some liberties. I know that she's going to be changing up her commercial soon for this show to promote Right Flight. But she is a major sponsor of Right Flight. They named a plane after her, the 5-Star Termite and Pest Control Bug Smasher.
Sweet.
Because apparently Bug Smashers is a term of love for these small planes. And so I just want to give her a little bit of a shout out because, she is one, like you, like tons of other business people in this community who are, silently, for the most part, giving of their time, talent, and treasure to a lot of our nonprofit friends who do great work in this community. Right Flight being one of those nonprofits, taking kids to new heights. They go into primarily middle schools. They go into these classrooms and say, hey, you contract with us, you raise your grades, you improve your attendance, you pass a history of aviation test, and kid, you are flying a plane.
That's awesome, Fred.
So I just want to give a shout out for Right Flight and for Shelby.
Well, and Shelby deserves it, as does Right Flight.
Absolutely. So Another great place taking us to great heights is our beloved downtown.
Downtown.
And with us is the beloved Caitlin Jensen. How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you? Thank you for having us again.
Absolutely.
It's so fun to come down here, even early on a Sunday.
Probably after the wheels fell off last late Saturday downtown.
Oh, it was packed downtown. Have you been downtown on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday night?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's packed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have the Broadway Tucson season ticket package, and we go Tuesday nights.
Oh yeah.
And it's amazing how many people are down there on a Tuesday night.
It's like the last 6 months, you know, just really picked up. There's so many folks out on the street eating food, having a cocktail, seeing a show. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's all community.
You know, brand new, brilliant restaurants opening up. It seems like weekly.
Have you been to the two newest ones, Diablo Burger and Proper?
I actually went, my former staff, when I was on the council, we went to Diablo Burger. Phenomenal.
I heard it was really good.
Yes. It's great. There's amazing meat, grass-fed, organic, probably hand-massaged cows. And,
yeah, Kobe beef.
You know, from
why is it that a cow that turns into a burger gets treated better than you and I do, Fred?
I don't know.
Well, it gets turned into a burger.
This is true. We're only chopped liver.
Yeah. They're great. Great gluten-free options, too. If you want a gluten-free hamburger, oddly enough, you can go there, and it's delicious. I love their grilled cheese, personally.
Sweet.
And Proper, right next door, is just fantastic. Highly recommend. I think the cocktail is called the Longer Look. That gives the mixologists over in the other part of downtown a run for their money.
Now, I heard this may be an urban legend, a brand new urban legend, but I heard that if you go to Proper and just name something, that the bartenders will come up with something spectacular. I mean, they're sort of like magical bartenders over there.
So now, wait a minute.
They are magical bartenders. I can speak to that. They're fantastic bartenders, and I would not be surprised at all.
Or you say something like, you know,
I'll encourage everyone to go do that.
Yeah, I really like bourbon. And the next thing you know, there's this, you know, brand new, never before.
Oh, so if I walked in and said, hey, will you make me a Fred and Jeff? They might come up with something with tequila, bourbon, and marshmallows.
I don't know about the marshmallows.
I don't know why anyone would do that, but yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know.
It's like the bartender's choice over at 47 Scott, Scott and Company, excuse me. If you go over there and there's an option, you can just say, you know, bourbon, not sweet, bubbly. And the bartender will come up with something fantastic. You cannot go wrong over there either.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I got to go exercise my liver downtown.
That's right.
It's the place to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And to shop and to eat and all of that. It's not just nightclubs and bars down there. It's great family-friendly fun.
Oh, man. I was in Hydra the other day, and they are...
Fred, what were you doing in Hydra the other day?
Well, I was actually...
Looking for a new pair of leather pants?
Yes, I was, actually.
They wear out. I understand.
They do wear out.
Yeah, all that use.
My buttless chaps.
Just the knees, right?
Yeah. God. Why do I even...
I don't know. I keep asking you that every week.
Hydra has a lot of professional wear. They have a great little vintage section in the back. You know, it's really expanded quite a bit.
Now, Margo's little brother came back to town. Joe's there now, and they have a huge vintage section now.
Isn't it cool?
And the boots, cowboy boots, right? Vintage cowboy boots?
Cowboy boots, but all sorts of vintage stuff. And they also have the professional thing. So every store downtown, there's something.
Awesome.
Interesting, unique. Just totally Tucson.
And that's the cool thing. You don't have any of the chain stores or big box. You're not going to find anything that you find downtown in the mall. It's all local people who are passionate about their community and really understand Tucson and want to invest in it and give something back.
Well, that's a great segue.
Isn't it? Speaking of giving things back.
Yeah.
So with us today, thank you for joining us, is Lillian Lopez Grant, and she is the president of the board for the Dia de San Juan Festival, which is coming up in downtown. What is it, the 24th?
The 24th of June. It's on a Monday. And we always celebrate it right on the 24th because nobody will show up if you don't do it right on the day of St. John. That's happened to us before. We thought, well, you know, people have to work and they'll have to take time off from work and it's awful hot. And so maybe we'll move it to the weekend, right? That is the purest in the town. Nobody showed up. It was just a disaster.
Oh, no.
So every year on the 24th, I don't care when it is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and people take off from work and they come and they celebrate and they have a great time. We get good musicians and everything, but it has to be on 24th.
All right, so tell us what now this festival is. Tell us all about it. Give us the history, the beginning, how did it start, and how do we get to today?
Okay, well, it's one of these urban legends, you know, that probably was for sure. It started way back in 1540. The Spanish explorer Francisco Vázquez Coronado, they say, stood on the banks of the Santa Cruz River. That's how the story goes here. I'm sure it's another river somewhere else, but
it might have been flowing back then in the 1500s.
Yeah, somewheres. Anyway. So this guy stands there, right? And because the cattle are dying and the fields are crispy because of the heat, it hadn't rained in a long time, and he was facing total anarchy. And so he thought, well, if all else fails, I'll pray. Well, he did that, and he just said, he thought he'd pray, well, I'll pray to St. John, because he baptized Jesus, and so he's the guy to talk to. And so he implored St. John to help him out, to talk to God for him, and to bring some rain. And he promised that if he brought the rain, every year for eternity, the San Juan would be celebrated on the 24th of June, no matter when it fell. And by God, it rained. And so here we are, all these years later, we're celebrating it on Monday. And so let's see who shows up.
Well, that's very cool. We want to talk more about this festival.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around for more. With us, okay,
yeah.
Here on the Fred and Jeff Show. Folks, we'll be right back. Stick around.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. He never washed his face, and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, Mother, I love you. He had a pretty girl.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. And I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Yes.
And
hola,
just,
Tucson.
And just for the sake of the record, Mia, that was your father doing the clown song just a second ago. I was talking.
Don't get me into trouble, Fred.
So we are here talking about our beautiful, beloved downtown. Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnerships with us, as she is every month. Love having her here. And we are talking to Lillian Lopez Grant, who is the president of the Dia de San Juan Festival in downtown, which is held only on the 24th of June.
Regardless of the day of the week, it's on the 24th.
Forever.
So you were sharing with us a story from the 1500s.
1540.
When the conquistador Coronado, mm-hmm. Vasquez Coronado, prayed to St. John for rain. Please intervene with God. Little rain, and it rained. And since then, we've celebrated this as a community since then.
Yeah, well, sooner or later, it will rain.
Are you saying that it's not necessarily John?
So it wasn't divine intervention? You're just saying Mother Nature?
Well,
you're ruining it for us. Well, Why am I coming to your party now?
Well, you know.
Do you want to take the chance?
This is true.
But it's a great party. Believe me, it is.
So now tell us what happens at the party.
Well, we have local people, and it's a kind of economic development thing, too. And they're all people from the barrio, people that will come and they will make great food. You can buy just about anything. And we have arts and crafts folks that come and they sell their stuff. And I have to tell you that this event, we don't sell alcohol. We've made that a policy. And I'll tell you, we have had a lot of beer companies and you name it come and offer us the world. But that's not something that we want to get into. It's, you know, it's a family day for Pete's sake. And if you're going to talk about a spiritual kind of a gathering, which it is, even for people that are not of the Christian faiths, it is a spiritual event to the rest of us. It means an awful lot.
Now, Lillian, how long have you been involved with this organization?
16 years.
16 years. Yeah. How did you get involved? What was the impetus that you said, I really want to get involved with those guys?
Well, years ago, 16 years ago or so, there were some people at the Historical Society that had been talking about reviving some of the old traditions and some of the legends and that makes Tucson what Tucson is. You know, the Tiradito downtown, the Feast of the Virgin of Guadalupe, the Christmas festivals and that kind of thing. They had an event at the, and it wasn't, it's the Sosa Carrillo House down by the convention center. Yeah. And but it was kind of dumb because in the old days, the tradition was is that the cowboys, the vaqueros, come riding in, and somebody would plant a chicken in the ground, a live one, and they would scoop out, see who could grab that chicken, and you know, and they could get to take it home and eat it. And
so that was a contest.
It was a contest, but the chicken that they had, because they didn't want to irritate the Humane Society or somebody, it was one of these rubber chickens you buy at the trick shop and stuff.
Sure, sure, sure.
And as it happens, one of the cowboys ended up by falling off the horse. And so then they decided that maybe there was too much liability with that. Well, that wasn't the liability. They didn't realize that. The liability was that they used a darn rubber chicken instead of the real thing. So some of us thought, you know, this we really should think about reviving not just this tradition, but others.
Now, wait a second. Why would... Okay, I've never heard the story of vaqueros racing down the street to grab a chicken buried up to his neck to grab it out of the ground.
Really?
Why were they doing that? I mean, what were they celebrating? Why was that the thing to do at that point?
Well, I think that it happened to be on that day, the Feast of St. John.
Oh, it was part of the festival.
It was part of the festival. Okay. It was like the street festival there.
Okay, got it. It was one of the games they played.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And you know, of course, we all knew that, you know, we weren't going to go that far.
Right.
But we felt that it was important to revive some of these urban legends and some of these traditions and cultural events that originated in the downtown area and the Barrio Viejo area and the west side.
Absolutely.
And so we formed a committee, just a group of us from the neighborhoods, and... That's how we started, and then we decided that it was not a good place to have it there, because there's not a river there by the, you know,
right.
And so we moved down the Congress Street to the west side, and we had it there in the dirt lot for a long time, and sometimes it was so awful because the dust, you couldn't even see the riders, the horse riders, and we've always had. Charros, we've had the escaramuzas, which are the women on horseback. And we try to change it a little bit every year so that, you know, people have something new to go see.
Sure.
And we have mariachis. We have different bands, dance bands. Usually what we do is we try to have a really good dance band towards the end of the night. And Sometimes it ends at 10 o'clock. Sometimes last year? I think we were there till almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And the DJ kept playing. He was the last one on, and it was okay with him as long as we kept buying him beer over at the Mercado.
Oh.
And people were out there line dancing and having a great old time.
Now, that sounds like a neighborhood event.
Yeah.
So you guys in your neighborhoods all get together.
Yeah.
And you throw this fiesta.
Yes.
And it's everyone. It's the parents, it's the kids, it's the grandparents.
Absolutely.
The friends of the family. Everybody comes together.
Yeah.
For this event.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, year before last, we were contacted by Ringling Brothers. And I said, you know, what do they know about us? You know,
well, what, the circus people?
Yeah. Ringling Brothers. And they offered to be a sponsor. I thought, well, wow, you know, that's pretty cool.
But why?
Because we are a family-oriented festival, a neighborhood festival. We don't allow alcohol. We are very cautious about, you know, who comes and who goes. We have security, and we have a lot of things for kids to do. We have Tucson Electric Power has been very generous, and they bring the big cranes, too, and they string piñatas from the middle.
Wow.
And for the children. And you can see it all the way down the street, you know, because those cranes are so big. And all of these things that, like Tucson Electric Power, they donate. They donate their time. They donate their equipment. And so somehow Ringling Brothers heard about it, and they wanted to be a part of it. And so they said, can we bring in our clowns? For free.
Uh-oh. Mia, are you listening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually is the top clown.
No, Fred. Stop. So the Ringling Brothers brought in their clowns?
Yeah. They brought in their clowns and boxes of stuff to put in the piñatas. And it was fabulous.
Was this last year?
Year before.
Year before last.
Yeah. I mean, the trick is this is about the time that Ringling Brothers comes to town.
Right.
But they have to be here, like... right after the Dia de San Juan, because they give out a batch of free tickets too.
Okay, so they use it to market to get all the kids to come to the
to the
circus.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And you know, a lot of these children from the neighborhoods, you know, they've never been to a circus, and so it's a whole new experience for them, and it's wonderful.
Awesome. So, are you guys welcoming of people that live outside of your neighborhood?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and every year it grows, and we know it's not hard to spot people that are not of the Christian faith, you know, but they come because it's part of this community.
That's wonderful,
and it's a fun time. We have a procession this year. It's going to start at the Mission Gardens, where the historical area of Tucson, which is right where Tucson was founded. And the procession, every year we have a procession. This year it'll start there, and it'll wind through the Mercado District to where we're going to stage the whole thing. We'll have an arena for the charros. We've got charros coming in with dancing horses.
Oh, wow.
And the headliner is going to be a group of mariachi women. It's called Viva la Mujer Mariachis. And they're fabulous. And actually, it's interesting enough because they played over here at the Gaslight Theater. So they're really good, these gals are. And so they will play for the horses to dance, and it's going to be really cool.
Now, what time is all that going to happen? What time does that start?
It starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Mexican Standard Time.
Mexican. Some of us, we call that Ronstadt
Standard Time. Ronstadt Time, same difference.
It's around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, somewhere.
And my wife, who's from Tampa, drives her crazy. She's like, it's supposed to be at 5 o'clock. Why isn't anyone here yet? So, yeah, we understand.
And so that will, it'll begin with the procession. In the past, we've had the escaramuzas, which are the girls that perform on horses, right in the procession. But last year, there's always these little disasters that happen. And the darn horses wouldn't get out of the horse trailers.
Oh.
And so...
they were afraid of the rain coming.
Probably so.
The lightning.
And
well, that's awesome.
And I said, well, give them an apple or something. Try to you get them out of there.
Bribe them, right.
And I said, it's already 5:15, and people are getting a little antsy over here. That didn't work either. So I said, fine, let them sit there. Just get this procession started because, you know, you have the priest from Santa Cruz Church, for the Skelsic Carmelites. They come in their brown robes and all, and sweating. I mean, it was awful. We had the shaman from the Tohono-O'odham tribe, one of the spiritual leaders from the Pascua-Yaki tribe.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you guys really are all-inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, so if people want more information about your event, do you have a website?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. We're not high-tech over here.
There's a Facebook page, and we'll link it on the Fred and Jeff Show page. Yeah.
And there's also some information on the Downtown Tucson Partnership website as well.
We have a great story on there by a great local writer. So downtowntucson.org.
All right. Lillian, thank you so much for what you do. You're one of the people that make Tucson a great place to live because of how you invest in your community. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So, Jeffrey,
thank you.
The Dozen Roses from Mayfield Florist this week. If you send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com and tell me what year Coronado stood on the banks of the Santa Cruz River and prayed to St. John the Baptist for rain, you get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist.
And just to be clear, Fred, so I know it's 1740, right?
Is it that late already?
All right, folks. Great show again. Thank you so much for coming in, ladies. We really appreciate what you do.
We hope to see you there.
Absolutely. And folks,
thank you.
Well, Caitlin, absolutely. And folks, we'll see you next week here for another great Fred and Jeff Show. Everybody loves